I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. You've probably heard about the movement to reduce the use of plastic straws, which can't be recycled and end up in landfills and in the environment. Well, local environmental groups are on a mission to expand that campaign here in Western North Carolina.
That's your trash.
I'm standing in the curbside management warehouse in North Asheville. If you live in Buncombe or a surrounding county, this is probably where your recycling ends up.
Wow.
Co-owner Barry Lawson is giving me a tour. We're in the middle of what looks like an organized landfill. Bales of trash, the stuff that can't be recycled, are stacked high, nearly touching the ceiling.
And you have to pay to take
it? Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. We'll probably spend $10,000 this month to get rid of trash.
A lot of that trash is plastic, mostly bags, along with straws, forks, and other non-recyclables. Lawson estimates workers pull out 40 tons of non-recyclable plastics every week. That doesn't sit well with Eric Bradford.
Recycling is good, but we need to go one step further than this. We need to pull some of those things out of the recycling bin that cannot be recycled.
Bradford is director of operations at the nonprofit Asheville Greenworks, and he's one of the organizers of the newly formed Plastic Reduction Task Force, community volunteers on a mission to convince residents and businesses in Western North Carolina to use less plastic.
It's not a place to come and, you know, get up the Festivus pole and we're not going to air our grievances. We're going to act.
Action that includes everything from creating educational materials to helping local businesses find alternatives to plastic.
Put the tools in front of them. So there may be things like, oh, I didn't know I could get paper straws from this particular person. I didn't know that there was a commercial composter in the area that could save me money.
You can see right here.
And that's music to the ears of business owner Barry Lawson, who is pointing to a platform above us where workers are pulling out non-recyclable materials from the mix. And a lot of that is plastic. I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News.